91X News.
It's 5 degrees and partly cloudy at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Katie Burley. The search has been called off for a Wellington man who never came home from a fishing trip last month. Police began their search for Sandy Rutherford back on October 19th when the 54-year-old failed to return from a fishing trip on West Lake that day. His body has not been recovered. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford says he was extremely inebriated in a video that surfaced within the past hour. The video shows Ford using threatening words including kill and murder. The context of the video is unknown, and it's unclear who the target of Ford's wrath is. The video, which appears to have been shot by cell phone, was posted by the Toronto Star and the Toronto Sun on their websites. The Sun says the source close to the mayor said that it looks a lot worse than it really is. At one point in the video, Ford says he'll make sure the person is dead. The Sun says Ford's behavior is also consistent with several conversations one of their reporters has had with the mayor in which he used similar inflammatory vernacular. Ford admitted Tuesday he has smoked crack cocaine in a drunken stupor, but said he's not stepping down. There's been a fair bit of talk about white poppies. The famous red poppies are on lapels everywhere, but more people are starting to wear white poppies. The white poppy is meant to represent peace. Andy Anderson is the president of Branch 99 of the Royal Canadian Legion. He served in the military for 31 years, and he feels that the red poppy has meaning and should stand alone.
It's a symbol of remembrance, and to me, it reminds me of all those who died.
Loyalist College will hold a Remembrance Day ceremony on Monday. A review of how police and Nova Scotia's Public Prosecution Service initially handled the Rete Persons case has been delayed. Murray Siegel, a former chief prosecutor in Ontario, was appointed in August to lead the review. Siegel says he has concluded that a more thorough review can be completed once court proceedings against two 18-year-old men facing child pornography-related charges are wrapped up.
I think it would be a reasonable expectation that I speak to some of the individuals involved in the original investigation. It's possible that those people may be witnesses in the outstanding proceedings. I don't know.
Persons was 17 when she was taken off life support after attempting suicide in April. Her family alleges she was sexually assaulted by four boys in November 2011 and then bullied for months after a digital photo of the alleged assault was passed around her school in Halifax. Saskatchewan has repealed legislation that would have allowed for the election of Senate nominees and passed a motion calling for the abolition of the upper chamber. Premier Brad Wall says the Senate has failed the test of being effective. He says premiers can speak better for the provinces than the so-called chamber of sober second thought.
And the more effective voice for that kind of balance, check and balance, I believe is in the provincial capital, so we don't need the Senate to have that balance.
The premier has said he believes most people in Saskatchewan agree that the Senate no longer serves any useful purpose. That's QNET News on 91X to 104. In sports, the Loyalist Lancers women's and men's volleyball teams are playing Algonquin this Saturday. The women's team will play at 1, the men's at 3. Both teams won't get much rest. They play La Cité on Sunday. Again, the women's team plays at 1 o'clock, the men's team at 3 o'clock. It's going where no torch has gone before. The Olympic torch arrived at the International Space Station today. Kirit Radia has the details.
The Olympic torch has arrived at the International Space Station.
And we have liftoff.
It blasted off aboard a Russian Soyuz rocket from Kazakhstan early Thursday morning.
On a truly Olympic leap.
On Saturday, the torch will make history, going on a spacewalk for the first time. With oxygen at a premium, it will, of course, remain unlit. It'll return to Earth with returning astronauts on Monday. The same torch will be used to light the Olympic cauldron during the opening ceremony on February 7th. Kirit Radia, ABC News, Moscow.
A couple of struggling teams hook up tonight in Ottawa, where the Senators host the Montreal Canadiens. The Senators will be looking to win their second win in a row following a five-game winless streak, while the Habs come in winless in their last three. Robin Lehner had a big game for the Senators in their last outing, stopping 32 shots in a 4-1 win at Columbus. It's a quiet night in the NBA with only three games on the schedule. Both Los Angeles teams are in action. The Clippers will take on the reigning champion Miami Heat. The Lakers will visit Houston. Denver is home to Atlanta. Send us your team or league scores at qnetnews@gmail.com. That's sports. Here's the weather. The forecast for Belleville, today a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of showers, temperatures staying steady near 7 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a low of 0. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow with a high of plus 5. At 106, it's 5 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. I'm Katie Burley. News on 91X next at 3 o'clock.